We left off yesterday. We left off at the two dots on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, about 5-6 lines before the end of the page. So we're about to discuss the line in the Mishnah, the last line in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, "Mahi ba'osan ayamim," what's the woman's status in those days in between the time where the husband gives the get and he dies? Because as soon as he dies, the get, it seems from the Mishnah, the get's going to be chal l'mafreya back to that day. So the Mishnah said that there's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda amar keishas ishlechal devareha, Rabbi Yossi amar mugreshas veinu mugreshas. Rabbi Yehuda says she's considered mamish like an eishas ish, someone who's boel her b'mezid is chayiv chenek, and someone who's boel her b'shogig is chayiv chatos, even if the husband ends up dying from that choli. And Rabbi Yossi says that mugreshas veinu mugreshas, she's considered to be a suffic mugreshas. So says the Gemara, tanu b'vad sheyamus, right? That's assuming that he dies from this illness. Ulchimayas havigita. But when he dies, the get is going to be chal. Frak the Gemara, but wait a second. If we're going to say that she's only considered to be a suffic megureshes, or even that she's like an eshes ish lechal dvera, that she's not even a suffic megureshes, that she's mamish an eshes ish until she dies, and then when she dies, we consider her divorced. That really looks like we're making the get first chal liachar misa after she dies. How does that make sense? Meaning, it sounds like we're saying we originally thought that she's going to be divorced l'mafreya from the time the husband gave the get, but now we're saying no. Both shitos of the Mishnah, one is saying she's only considered a suffic megureshes from that time. The other saying she's mamish like an eshes ish. She's not even considered megureshes at all from that time. So doesn't this seem like it's a case of get liachar misa? So says Gemara, Amar Rabba bi omer me'esha ani ba'olam. No, we got the case all wrong. The case is where the husband had told the wife, not that you're going to be megureshes mehayom in Macy, but rather he said, me'esha ani ba'olam, that the get is going to be chal the last moment that I'm here in this world. And that's why that's why Rabbi Yehuda says she's keishas ish l'chol devareha, because she mamish is an eishas ish. Even if it turns out that he does die from this illness, the get is only going to be chal from the last second that he's alive. So all the intervening days, she really still is an eishas ish. If you look at Rashi, Divar Maschal Amar Rabba, so Rashi Mishani Amar Rabba, says Rashi, Masnisan Labba Omer Me'ayom Emesi. The Mishnah is not talking about a case when it discusses this Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, when the husband says, Me'ayom Emesi, Dahi Vadai L'chimai Yisaglai Milsa Davi Get Mishas Nisina. Because in that case, Enachinami, from the when he dies, it will be clear the Mafreya that she was divorced the whole time, Ba'bal Le'apater, and someone who's Ba'al is Pater. The case is where the husband says to her, "Me'isha ani ba'olam," it should be a good get. Hilchah Rabbi Yehuda samach l'misa chayil gito me'ikar eishes ishi. So Rabbi Yehuda is very straightforward that samach l'misa, right before he dies, that's when the get is chal. But all the rest of the time, she was really an eishes ish. And Rabbi Yossi savor mishas nesina mesafkla and dil mazui shah smuch l'misa v'avi get safik. And Rabbi Yossi's point of view is yes, it's only going to be a good get the moment before he dies, but we don't know when that moment is. So every moment of his life from then on is besafik that it might be the moment that the get is chal. V'avlegav d'chayit fei in breir. Even though, as it turns out, the guy does live a little bit longer, and this moment that someone slept with his wife was not the last moment of his life, but nevertheless, in Breiro, we can't. We know that in hindsight, but we didn't know that at the time, and therefore, at the time that he was boiled, she was a suffocatious ish. So the way we explain the Gemara is according to Rashi. However, if you look at Tosos is a totally different pshat. Tosos first quotes Rashi, and then Tosos in the fourth line of Tosos, Ve'in Nira L'Rabbeinu Tam, he says it doesn't seem that this is correct, that we're changing the case of the Mishnah. That the case of the Mishnah that's under discussion is not where you say Me'ayom Emesi, but rather is a case where you say Me'esha Ani Ba'olam. He says, because the Lishna, the Ma'i Hibos Ve'ayamim, Mashma Dekaya Amai Da'ayri La'el. Right, when the Mishnah says, Ma'i Ba'os Ve'ayamim, what's your status during that time period? So it sounds like we're talking about the previous case, meaning we were talking about a certain case, and we say, okay, now in that case, what's your status during that time period? So it certainly implies that we're talking about, that we haven't changed the case. In the Tosefta, it's even clearer that the case under discussion is mehayom imesi. The Ketani, because it says in the Tosefta, hareze giteich mehayom im mesi mechal uzeh hayamim shebeinatayim baalei zakim im tziyas v'chulei. And it quotes this machlokas. So if this machlokas is quoted in the context beferish in the Tosefta of a case of Me'ayom and Me'si, so we see clearly that Me'ayom and Me'si is the case of the Mishnah. So how do we explain our Gemara then? What's going on over here? Didn't the Gemara say Me'esha ani ba'olam? Right? That Rabbi explained that we're Ba'omer Me'esha ani ba'olam. So how do you reconcile the two? Says Tosos V'nil Rabbeinu Tam K'vashukasav Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel. Nasa, they change one little letter, not even a whole letter, change a little part of the letter, and it changes the letter around. It's not Nasa bi-omer, with the tail sticking out at the end of the bays, but rather it's Nasa ki-omer, bekaf. Me'esha ani ba'olam. It's not that that we're talking instead about a case where the husband says me'esha ani ba'olam. No, he says me'ayom me'si, but we treat it as if he said me'esha ani ba'olam. Kolomar me'hayom de'ka'amar. When he says me'hayom in the me'hayom me'si, haynu me'chayim. He means from the last moment I'm alive. Because his interest over here is not in divorcing his wife. His interest is in divorcing his wife before he dies, but not in divorcing his wife any sooner. So his true intention is for the get to only be chal the last moment that he's alive. I v'yafakav d'kaya aresha ameayom imesi parach shapir v'ha'in get la'achar misa. Meaning, what's the Gemara's question about Harei Keishas Ish L'chol D'Vareha? So about Engel Achar Misa, because since we said she's Keishas Ish L'chol D'Vareha, it makes it sound like Im Kain Ein Get Chal Mishas Nasina El Achar Misa Avagav Dar Me'ayom. Makes it sound like the get's not being chal right now when it's being given. So we ask, doesn't this seem like Engel Achar Misa? Good. So he says that's the pshat in the Mishnah, and that's the pshat in our Gemara, that we're not saying we're not changing the case in the Mishnah. We're changing the mashmaus of the existing case in the Mishnah. That's part one of Tosos. Now part two of Tosos is also very important, not as pshat oriented. Tosos says, wait a second. V'im tomar v'hada amar kal yotzim l'chamis b'ezdam v'gea krisos chasav lishto. We know the Gemara tells us that anyone who went out to fight a war, a l'chamis b'ezdam, would write a get to his wife before going. And Rashi explains, pirush b'kuntros sheikosev get al tenai im yamus b'melchama. Now what does it mean he would write a get to his wife? He would write a get al tenai, that if he dies in the war, that the get should be a good get. Ay v'amrinun hacha, but wait a second, how can you write a get al tenai that you're going to die in the war? That won't help, that won't make the guy's wife mutter while he's out in the war, which is fine for everyone except for David, right? The Gemara tells us this klal of kol yotzim l'chamis beis David get krisos kosiv lishto in the context of wondering how David was allowed to sleep with another man's wife, right? That Uriah was out fighting a war. How was David allowed to sleep with Bathsheba? So the Gemara says, oh, don't worry, anyone who went out to Melchizedek's place will get krisus kosev lishto. But according to Rashi, that get is only a get al tanai. Even if the guy said mehayom, based on what we're saying now, based on Rabbeinu Tam's pshat in the Gemara, the get's not going to be chal till the moment before the guy dies. So David was sleeping with an Eish Hashish. So, meaning, according to Rashi's pshat on our Gemara, I mean, what Tosfos is doing, he's asking Akasha, according to Rashi's pshat in Kol Hayotzei L'Melchamas Beis David, and Rabbeinu Tam's pshat in our Gemara, we have a problem. Now, Rashi l'shitasa won't have a problem, because Rashi might just understand. According to Rashi, if you write Mehayom, it is Chal Mehayom. It's not Chal a moment before you die. So Rashi might just say that don't worry, they wrote Mehayom. Aval kashda filu pirsha kuntras tahachad me ayom mesi avi mugrashas the altar mishas asinu mikom makum kasha da ilu neragoria haisabasha veishasish. But says Tosos, but even Rashi lishitaso, it's not going to work out so well, because even Rashi on this Gemara would admit, meaning if you're going to say like Rashi says in Kol Yotzei Melchemes David Yakris Kosev Lishto, that anyone who went out to war would write a get al tenai to his wife, what was David's plan if Uriah didn't die? Then David would have been, even if you say that the gets chal me'ayom, that's only if the guy dies. What was David's plan going to be if Uriah didn't die? He says, what do you mean, anyone who went out to war? It wasn't anyone, it was anyone who happened to have a brother and no children, where he was worried about Yibum v'chalitza, if that was the whole issue. So, no, it could be that the get's not only going to be chal if he dies, the get's going to be chal if he doesn't come back from the war, which would be equally problematic in the fact that his wife is going to be an aguna. That's why they would write the get. So it's not only for people in yibum situations, but that's only for that last kasha. Based on all these kashas, Tosla says we totally misunderstood. Rashi totally misunderstood the concept of kol yotzei melchemes David get krisos kosev lishto. It is not that you would write a get al tanai before you go out to war. No, says Rabbeinu Tam. This Tosla appears in a couple places in Shas. Vinyul Rabbeinu Tam show you kosvin get gomer below shum tonight, bitzina, that he would write a total get, a real get, without any sort of tonight attached to it, but they would do it bitzina, they would do it privately. And when the plan was, when the husband would come back from war, or the ex-husband would come back from war, he would remarry his wife. So Bathsheba was mamish single at that time. Why doesn't the Gemara refer to David sleeping with Bathsheba as sleeping with a suffocatious ish? But according to Rabbeinu Tam, she wasn't a suffocatious ish. She was a vadai pnuya. She was a single girl. So karila suffocatious ish. Shavlagav shaysu pnuya gemura. Lefisha girsha betzina. V'lo yadua liyolam. Nim gresham lav. Meaning, since they did these gittin privately, no one knew for sure that she was really divorced. And therefore, since the people did, she was really divorced, but people didn't really know that. And therefore, klape people, it seemed that she was a suffocatious ish. That's why the Gemara refers to her as a suffocatious ish. Okay, right to the Gemara. Back to the two dots on the bottom over there. So, Tan Rabbanan. Yom Shabbat Matayim Bala Zakai B'mitziyasa. I'm sorry. Bala Zakai B'mitziyasa B'maisyadel B'afarsan Adorel. During these intervening days, the husband is zoche in whatever mitzios the woman has, in her maisyadayim, whatever work she does, he's able to be made for her nadarim. V'yarsha, he can yarshin her if she dies. Umetamila, if he's a kohen, he's allowed to be metame to her. Klolo shaldaver, the bottom line is harei kishto lechaldaver elashen tzvicha imenu get sheni div Rabbi Yehuda. She's mamish considered like his wife. You just don't need a second get. That's Rabbi Yehuda's point of view, because the get is only going to be. Let's go back to Rashi's understanding of the Gemara. The get's only going to be chal samach lemisa, and therefore, up until samach lemisa, she's mamish and eshes ish. Rameir Omer bi lasa tluya. Rameir says that the bia that anyone has with her is tully until he dies or until he gets up from the illness. So what does that mean? So says Rashi, adavr tully achi yam so achi o achi yam micholi ze im meis menacholi haba'al leha pater. Someone who's boel her is going to be pater. The Rameir mashmele me'esha ni ba'al mahinu mishas nesina. Rameir understands that me'esha ni ba'al means that it's the shas nesina, not his last moment on this earth. Totally different than what Rabbi Yehuda said. V'achi kamala, and this is what he's saying to her. Reza kitech me'esha ni ba'ala mi'mesi, that this should be your good get from right now if I die. Hilchach kishemesa, once he dies, the goy milsa de grusha vay bishas bia, it will become evident that she was really a grusha the entire time, at the time that the person slept with her. Vimlo meis haba lebechatos. And if the guy doesn't die, the husband doesn't die, so someone who's boel her is chayev echatos, because as it turned out, she wasn't divorced from this moment. Rabbi Yossi omer bi ilas ha-safek. Rabbi Yossi says the bi is a safek. So Rabbi Yossi is different than Rabbi Meir. How so? The Gemara is going to ask it in a moment, but Rashi already gives it to us right now. That Rabbi Yossi omer bi ilas ha-safek likish Yamos, the Mashmali Meishani Ba'olam, that Rabbi Yossi understands that Meishani Ba'olam, that Meishani Ba'olam is the last moment of his life. The get is not going to be chal from the time it was given. It's chal in the last moment of his life. So it's very different from Rav Meir. Rav Meir understood that the get is going to be chal from when he gives it. And therefore, it's any bia is a suffix because you're not sure if he's going to die from this illness or not. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the get's going to be chal the last moment of his life. Why is every bia a suffix then? But any time someone might have bia with her, it's a suffix whether that's the last moment of the guy's life or not. We don't know when he's going to die. Shema zuhi sharu ilisamach lemisa. Shema eina zu ve'ena grusha. Hilkach im yamus mevi haba'ala ashram talui v'im lo yamus bechatas v'adai. So if the husband dies, the guy's going to have to bring an ashram talui, even though the guy died way after he had bia with this woman. He still has to bring an ashram talui because at the time that he had bia with the woman, he didn't know that it wasn't going to be the last moment of the husband's life. The chacham say mugreshes ve'ena mugreshes ublevad sheyamos. That the chacham say similar to Rabbi Yossi, that she's a suffering mugreshes. You bring an ashram talui, and that's provided that he dies. So ma'ika ben Rav Meir Rabbi Yossi. What's the difference between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi? So we just discussed the difference. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Hashem Talu Yikabinayu. Rav Meir lo ma'isi Hashem Talu. Rav Yossi ma'isi Hashem Talu. According to Rav Meir, you would not bring an Hashem Talu because, as we said, according to Rav Meir, the get is chal me'ayom. It's chal right away. So there is no Hashem Talu. According to Rabbi Yossi, you would bring an Hashem Talu because the get's only going to be chal 1 minute before the guy dies, and we just don't know when he's going to die. So you would bring an Hashem Talu. The chamam regresh v'enim regreshes chacham mein Rabbi Yossi. But wait a second, then that third opinion, that fourth opinion of the Chachamim that says Mugreshes Veinu Mugreshes, that sounds like the same thing as Rabbi Yossi. The Chachamim are the same as Rabbi Yossi. So it says the Gemara, Ika Benayu de Rabbi Zeru. Now, the difference between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Zeru's din. Dam Rabbi Zeru, Am Rabbi Bar Yirmi, Am Rishmol, Kal Malkam Shomer Chacham Mugreshes Veinu Mugreshes, Baal Lachayv B'Mizono Seha. Whenever the term Mugreshes Veinu Mugreshes is used, the husband is still going to be Chayv in the Mizonos. So what are they arguing about? So Rashi points out, they're not arguing whether Rabbi Zeru is correct. They both hold that Rabbi Zeru is correct, that when you use the term Megureshes Veinu Megureshes, it means Baal Chayiv B'Mizonoseha. It's just that only one of them used that term. The Chachamim used the term Megureshes Veinu Megureshes, Rabbi Yossi didn't. So obviously the Chachamim hold that he'd be Chayiv in her Mizonos, Rabbi Yossi would hold that he's not Chayiv in her Mizonos. That's the whole issue. Right, so it's obviously they argue on to what extent the husband is chayev in mizonos. What is the mechayev of the mizonos if in fact she might be divorced at this point in time? Meaning she might be divorced, she's not allowed to marry someone else. So long as she's not allowed to marry someone else, the husband is going to be chayev in the mizonos because no one else is available to provide the mizonos. So do you say no, that as long as she's not still his full-fledged vaday wife, so the husband bears no responsibility, and where she gets her mizonos is her problem, it's not his problem. Anyway, says the Mishnah, a guy says, this should be your get, almanas, that you give me 200 zuz, so she's mugreshes and she should give the 200 zuz. Almanasha titni li mikan viat shloshim yom im nasla betel shloshim yom megreshes im laveinu megreshes. If he puts a 30-day time frame on it, and he says that if you give me the money within 30 days, then this should be a good get. So if she gives the money within 30 days, she's megreshes, and if not, she's not megreshes. Amar b'shem megamliel ma'isa betzidan. The story happened in Zidan. Be'echad she'amar le'ishto, where a guy said to his wife, Hareza giteich almanas she'titni li itztalisi. A guy said, this should be a get for you, almanas, that you give me my clothing, or a certain piece of clothing that he had. Va'avde itztaliso, his clothing was lost. Va'amru chacham titin lo stamah. The chacham said she doesn't have to give back the actual item of clothing. She can give back the value of the actual item of clothing, and that's considered a fulfillment of the tanai. And she's going to be megureshes if she simply does that. If she only gives the value of the item of clothing. So right, the Gemara is going to right away attack the first line of the Mishnah. We said a guy says that this should be a get almanas that you give me 200 zuz. So the Mishnah said that she's megureshes vititain. What do you mean vititain? she's Megreshes when she gives the 200 zuz. She's Megreshes right now, al menas, that she gives the 200 zuz. How do we understand this? May v'titein. So Rav Huna Amar v'hi titein. Rav Yud Amar l'kisha titein. Rav Huna says she's divorced right now, and the titein, the giving of the 200 zuz, is a tanai. Meaning as soon as the tanai is fulfilled, the get's going to be chal l'mafreya. So it's a gloy milsa, it's going to be a gloy milsa l'mafreya, that at the shas nesina, it was already a good get. It's like saying me'achshav, whereas Rav Yehuda says, no, only likesh atitein, that's when the get's going to be chal, at the moment that she gives the 200 zuz. Frankly, what's enough kamina between them? Either way, she can't get married to someone else until she gives the 200 zuz, right? So what's the difference between them? What if something happens to the get in between, right? On Sunday, the husband gives the get, al-manasseh, give me the 200 zuz. On Tuesday, she gives the 200 zuz. On Monday, the get was lost. So if you say like Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Huna, well, let's say Rav Huna first, Rav Huna amar, v'hi titein ein etzricham en agacheni. Rav Huna says the get is going to be chalim afreya back to Sunday, so that's fine. You're not going to need a second get. The get was around on Sunday. That nisina said get counted, and that was fine. Rav Yehuda amar l'kashatitein etzricham en agacheni. But Rav Yehuda says that the get's only going to be chal when you give the money. The get needs to still be around when you give the money. So if the get's no longer around, it's been lost, you're going to need another get to take its place, because there is no ma'isa gerushin if the get is lost at that time. Utnan nami gavi kiddushin ke agavnim. We have kimat the same discussion when it comes to kiddushin. Tatan homily sharei mekudeshes li almanas sheitein lechamasayim zuz arei mekudeshes v'yitein. Guy says to wife, you should be mekudeshes almanas that I give you 200 zuz. So she's mekudeshes and he has to give it. V'itmar my v'yitein. What do you mean? And he gives it. Rafun amar v'hu yitein. Rav Yehuda amar likashe yitein. Again, same machlokas. Is it a tanai that when he gives the 200 zuz that she's going to be mekudeshes from the time of the ma'aser kiddushin, or do we say no? She's only being mekudeshes now when he gives the money. And the nafkamina would be, what if she receives kiddushim from someone else in the intervening time? So Rav Huna says it was only a tanai, and therefore the kiddushim she accepts from someone else is invalid, because the kiddushim was already chal with this first guy. Rav Yehuda amar likashe yitein l'chiyav l'hudav kiddushin hashlav kiddushin. Rav Yehuda would say no, there is no kiddushin right now, because and it's only going to be chal when he gives the money, and therefore she was mekabel's kiddushin from someone else in between. So that kiddushin is going to be a valid kiddushin. Why don't we just say you lost the shtar kiddushin, that the shtar kiddushin is gone? So it's also saying nechinami. You could have said that. Why don't we say the nafkamina by the get case is that she's mekabel's kiddushin from someone else, and nafkamina is whether she's married or not, depending on whether the get was chal or not. So it also says, yeah, nechinami. You could say that as well, right? Tells Yikub Benayu says that you could have said you could have reversed the nafkaminas. But still, the bottom line is, why do I need to be told this machlok is Rafun Rabbi Yehuda, both by a case of Kiddushin and by a case of Gittin? Isn't it obvious that if they argue in one, they argue in both? So it's Tzricha. No, I need to be told the machlok is in both places. Diyashmin gabi Kiddushin. Had I only been told the machlok is by Kiddushin, I would say, Bahakam Rafun Vahu Yitain, Mishum de la Krovakasi, Aval gabi Gerishin de la Krovakasi, and Modil Rav Yehuda. I would say that's where Rav Huna would say, Vahu Yitain, that it's only going to be Chal, that it's going to be Chal the Mafreya, because since he's coming to bring her in, so one would imagine that when one is trying to get married, you try to do it as quickly as possible, as early as possible. You try to be makdim as much as possible. But by gerushin, where it's much less comfortable, where it's a much more uncomfortable time, so I would say that maybe he's trying to delay as much as possible. Say, Ema Modet Rav Yehuda. So I might think that he's Modet Rav Yehuda by Gerushin, that it should only be Chal when the money actually changes hands. The Iyashmin Gabi Gerushin, and had I been told the case only by Gerushin, I would say, Bahakam Rav Huna Vihi Titein, Mishum Delo Kasav the Mitva'a. I would say that's where Rav Huna says that it's going to be Chal the Mafreya by Gerushin, because he has no problem going to her and asking her for money. He's not going to stay married to her, and there's no, it's not going to put any strain on the relationship any more than the relationship is already strained. So he's not going to be embarrassed at all to go ask her for money. Aval kabe kiddushin de kisufa le mitveh em mod le Rabbi Yehuda. But I might have thought by kiddushin where he's embarrassed to go and ask her for money, because after all they're going to be married to each other. So I might think that he's mod le Rabbi Yehuda that it's only likashe yitein that the kiddushin is only chal when the money changes hands, but not lemafreya. And the reverse is also true. V'yashmin gabe kiddushin, and had we only been told the case by kiddushin, b'hakam Rav Yehuda l'kshitin mishum l'ksif l'mitveh, aval gerishin l'ksif l'mitveh im modeh Rav Huna. I would have thought that Rav Yehuda is modeh to Rav Huna by gerishin. V'yashmin gabe gerishin, b'hakam Rav Yehuda l'kshitin mishum l'ksif. Had it only told me the case of gerishin, I would have said, yeah, that's why Rav Yehuda says it's only going to be chal later on, because again, you're trying to distance her, you're trying to divorce her. Aval gabe kiddushin l'ksif l'ksif im modeh Rav Huna. About kiddushin, which you're trying to bring her close, where you want to be makdim as much as possible, I might think that Rav Yehuda would be modeh to Rav Huna that it is in fact chalim afreya. So bottom line is, we didn't actually need to spell all that out. The Gemara doesn't always spell all that out, because once you say half, you can figure out the other half. But okay, tzricha. So that's how we know. That's why we need to be told the machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, whether it's going to be chal l'mafreya, or whether it's going to be chal only when the money changes hands, both by gittin and by kiddushin. Frak the Gemara meisveh areze gitech al nashtin in the Messiah zuz afal pi shenikra geto shenevad mugureshes ula achar lo tinasat shetitein. If a guy gives a get to his wife and says, this is almanas that you give me 200 zuz, exactly our case, and says this brisa, if the get gets ripped up or lost, which was exactly our nafkamina, right? She is mugureshes. It's just that she's not allowed to get remarried to someone else until the money changes hands. Va'otanya, we have another brisa, that if a guy says, this should be your get, almanasa, you give me 200 zuz, and the guy dies, and she gave the 200 zuz, she does not need, and then she gives the 200 zuz, she does not need yibum, because the get is going to be chal, lo nasna zekuka liyavim, but if she did not give, if she had not given the 200 zuz, she's going to be zakuk liyavim, because the get was never chal. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, you know what, even after he dies, it's still not too late, she could still give the 200 zuz, just give it to someone else in his family, give it to his brother, give it to his father, give it to one of his relatives. So I can look. The whole machloka seems to be when he says, give me 200 zuz, did he mean only me, only while I'm alive? Or did he mean make sure that 200 zuz goes into my estate? And that would mean even after he dies, it's okay, you could still give the 200 zuz to one of his yarshim, to someone, to his relatives. But v'kuli almamia tanai havi, but everyone seems to agree that it is a tanai, right? That almanasha titni l'masayim zuz is a tanai, and the get is going to be chal l'mafreya, that the get's not going to be chal when it's given, because after all, you can't say the get's chal when it's given if we even entertain the possibility that you're giving it after he's dead. Ain get l'achar misa. So obviously it's going to be chal when it went from l'mafreya, from when he gave it, to yuvta de Rav Yehuda. So aren't these brisos a direct contradiction, direct kash on Rav Yehuda? So amlecha Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda would answer, hamani Rabbi hi. Rav Yehuda would say that it's assuming like Rabbi, dam Rav Unam Rabbi, kolomer amlas, kolomer me'achshav dami, that these brisos assume like Rabbi, who thinks that almanas is a lashon of me'achshav. That when you say almanas, it always means that it should be chal from right now. But don't worry, pligi rabbanan levan adamik rabbanan. Rav Yehuda would say the rabbanan don't agree with Rabbi. They hold that almanas is not me'achshav. He says I hold like the rabbanan. I hold that almanas is not the same as me'achshav. Fine. So therefore, Rav Yehuda, it's not a tiyufta Rav Yehuda, because he has a shita in Tanaim to grab onto. To that he goes like, Vam Rabbi Zeira, ki avinu b'bavel. Rabbi Zeira says, when I was in Bavel, Amrinan hadam Rav Huna Rabbi kolam Rav Manas kom me'achshav dami. We said that which Rav Huna says in the name of Rabbi, that whenever you say almanas, it's as if you're saying me'achshav, pligi rabbanan alei. We used to always say, that's Rabbi's shita, but the Rabbanan disagree, which is exactly what we just said to defend Rabbi Yehuda, that the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi about that. Ki saliki, ashkachte l'Rabbi Yassi, d'yassi v'kam m'shred Rabbi Yochanan, but when I went to Eretz Yisrael, I found that Rabbi Yassi was saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, hakol modim ba'omer almanas kamer me'achshav dami. Rabbi may have been the one who formulated the rule, but no one disagreed with him. Everyone agrees that Kolomer Almanas is Kolomer Achshav Dami. There is no Shita of the Rabbanan, of anonymous Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi, who say that it's not Me'achshav. Everyone agrees it's Me'achshav, that when you say Almanas, it has the status of Me'achshav. Lo nechluku ela b'mehayom l'achar misa. The whole machlokas is only when you use a lashon of me'ayom l'achar misa. That's where there's room to say that it's not Me'achshav, but almanas for sure is Me'achshav. So Va'atanya, and we even have a brisa to support this. Rashi points out this Va'atanya is benichusa. Me'ayom alachar misa get ve'enu get divrei chachamim, Rabbi Yomar kezaget. The case of me'ayom alachar misa is the subject of machlokas. Do we say get ve'enu get, which is a sheet of the Rabbanon, meaning it's a safek get, or do we say that no, it is a valid get? So you see, it's dafka in that case where you have machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda damar ba almanas pligi, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, frak the Gemara. Wait a second. So now we have a machlokas. Where does the machlokas Rabbi and the Rabbanon come in? Right? Rabbi Yehuda says the machlokas Rabbi and the Rabbanon is both by almanas and by mehayom alachar misa. How do I know it's also by mehayom alachar misa? Because the Brisa said explicitly that it's by mehayom alachar misa. So Rabbi Yehuda will understand that the machlokas Rabbi and the Rabbanon will be both by a case of almanas and by a case of Me'ayom Alachar Misa, whereas Rabbi Yochanan held that the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is only by a case of Me'ayom Alachar Misa. So, frankly, the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that they even argue in the case of Almanas, Ad-Mifligi B'Me'ayom Alachar Misa, Lifligi B'Almanas. Why does the Braisa record the Machlokas in the case of Me'ayom Alachar Misa and not in the case of Almanas? Shouldn't the Brisa have recorded the Machlokas in the case of Almanas? So says the Gemara, no, Lo Diacha Kocha de Rebbe. It wanted to let you know how strongly Rebbe holds his opinion that it is going to be a valid get, that it is Me'achshav. That not only does he hold Me'achshav in the case of Almanas, he even holds Me'achshav in the case of Me'ayom Alachar Misa, which has more of a mashmalus of not being Me'achshav. So he wants to let you know how strongly Rebbe holds his shita, that even Me'ayom Alachar Misa he holds it as a din of Me'achshav. But if they also argue in an Almanas case, why don't you tell me the machlokas in the Almanas case, and that would highlight how strongly the Rabbanon hold their opinion. That the Rabbanon hold, not only in the case of Me'ayom Alachar Misa, is it not Lumafrei, is it not Me'achshav, but even in Almanas, it's not Me'achshav. So tell me how strong the Rabbanon hold their opinion. Says Gemara, Kochad HaTeira Adiflei. No, if we're going to let you know, if we're going to highlight how strongly one shita holds, it's going to be the shita that's the koch da'atera, the shita that's the more mekel shita. That's our policy in general, koch da'atera adaflei. It takes a lot more to be mekel than it does to be machmir, so we're always going to highlight the shita of the mekelim. That's Rashi, Meseches Beit Zedav Beis, where Rashi says, anyone could be machmir, right? That it's no kunst to be machmir. That's why we always highlight that's what koch da'atera adaf means. That since it's so easy to be machmir, it's much more difficult to, because you don't need to prove yourself if you want to be machmir. Because even if the halach is lakula, there's nothing wrong with being machmir. And so it's just the playing it safe. So since anyone could be machmir, but it takes some raya, it takes something strong to go and be mekel, that's why we're going to say koch da'atera adaflei. And the tzlach on Meseches Beit Zedav Beis says that no, that he always thought pshat was in koch da'atera adaflei. What do you mean anyone could be machmir? Pshat is that if you're not sure what to do, the general rule is safek d'oraisa l'chumra. The general rule is that you're supposed to be machmir. So koch da'atera adaflei means you can't even be besafek if you're going to be mekel. To be machmir, you could even be besafek, but you have to have such clarity to be mekel because you can't be besafek if you're going to be mekel. If you have a safek on d'oraisa, you have to be machmir. But says the tzlach, if that's the pshat, if you have an issue on a derabbanan level, where safek derabbanan lekula, then it should be koch di isura adif. Because anyone who's besafek could be mekel on a din derabbanan. So then you should say koch di isura adif. Tzach says the problem is the primary sugi and shas of koch d'atera adif is the sugi about muktzah at the beginning of Meseches Beitzah. Muktzah is a derabbanan. So Tzach says maybe muktzah is an extreme derabbanan. Maybe it's a very strong derabbanan where it would have a status of a daraisa legabe safek. And that's why you could say koch d'atera adifle, even though it's only a derabbanan. Okay, there's obviously a lot written on koch d'atera adifle, but we don't really have time right now. Amanasha titnili mikan vat shloshim yom. The Mishnah said if the guy gives a get to his wife almanas that she gives him the money within 30 days. So if she gives it within 30 days, she's divorced. If not, not. So frankly, Mara Pshita, I could have told you that. That seems pretty obvious. So Mara Detema, I might think that he's not really makbir on getting the money within 30 days. He's only putting this time frame to put a little fire under her to motivate her a little. Therefore, it's coming to tell me that no, he was serious about it. 30 days means 30 days. Amram Shimon Gamliel Maisa Betzidan. Then we quote this story in Tzidan where the woman was supposed to give him his tzitzis, his clothing, and the tzitzis was lost, and she gave money instead. So where did that come in? We weren't talking anything about clothing and replacing with money. We were talking about when he asked for cash, and then all of a sudden we quote a Maisa about clothing. So Chisuri Mechsra Vachi Katanti. You have to say, you have to add in a line to our Mishnah. This is how our Mishnah should read. Im Amala Al Menashe Titni Li Itztalisi. Add in a line where if he says Al Menashe, you give me back my Itztalis, Va'avde Itztaliso, and it was lost, Itztalisi Dafka Ka Amala. Tanakama says that no, he only wants his Itztalis, he can't give cash instead. The get's not going to be chal if you give anything other than exactly what the item he's asking for. Rameshim Gamliel Amatitin Lost a Man. Rameshim Gamliel disagrees and says no, he only wants the value of it. You can give the value of it and that's good enough. And then you understand where the Maisa comes in. It's to support Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion. They have this Maisa in Sidon, that this should be your get. Al Manas, that you give me my Tzalis. And as the Tzalis got lost, and the Chum say you can give the cash instead. What if he says, Al Manas, that you give me 200 zuz, and then he says, you know what, a mochel. Is that considered that she gave him the 200 zuz? Or do we say, no, she has to, the get is only, since at the time that he gave the get, he attached it tonight, that it needs to come 200 zuz, mechila doesn't work, it needs 200 zuz for the get to work. So, tibayil rabban, tibayil rabban shimon gamliel. This is both the shayla according to the rabbanon who hold, that when he wants his tzalis, you can't substitute something else, and it's a shayla according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who holds that when he wants his tzalis, you can substitute cash. Maybe the Rabbanan would only say you cannot substitute something else when he's not mochel. So you can't give cash, he wanted his tzalis. But over here he's mochel. He says, beferish, I'm mochel the money. So maybe it should work. And maybe even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you can give cash instead of the tzalis. That's only because you're giving something. But over here he's mochel, you're not giving anything. Maybe it should not work over here. So he said, in this case, it's not Mugresha. So that Mechila is not good enough. Mechila is not the same as giving the money. I'm making a konam that you're not allowed to get hana from any of my stuff unless you give a kor of chit into my son and two chavios of yayin. Rameir omer asra chit. And Rameir says he has to pay up. He's going to be asra to get hana from anything until the guy actually gives it. If you're matter the nether, you could say kiilus kabalti, and then it's fine. Right? You could just say that it's as if I received it, and you don't actually have to receive it. So don't you see that there's a machlokas over here, whether you can be mochel or not, and the shita of the chachamim is that you can be mochel. So says Gemara, no, there's totally different cases. Hachi hashta hasam letzur kamechavin v'lo tziara hachi mishum harvachu hu v'lo itzrich v'halo itzrich. In the case of the get, you're trying to torture the wife, right? He's trying to be a mitzar her, and if he's mochel, meaning at the time he gave the get was on the condition that he could be a mitzar his wife. He never got to do that because he was mochel, so therefore the tenai was not fulfilled, and it's not going to be a good get. Over here, the guy just wants to make the money. As it turns out, he doesn't need the money, so that's fine. If he doesn't need the money, then the konum can, in fact, go away. It could be that ki'ilu eskabalti will work in that case. Okay, we'll pick up the next one.